Producer Jonathan Bach got started in Hollywood doing publicity for Warner Brothers. Today, he's on the board of Real Spirituality at Fuller Theological Seminary. Incidentally, that's spelled R-E-E-L for Real Spirituality. And he's founder and president of Grace Hill Media, a public relations company that reaches people of faith. But the reason we're talking with him today is because he's one of the producers behind Hillsong, Let Hope Rise. Jonathan, thanks for a few minutes of your time.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here with you.
Now, usually your company is promoting other people's films. Why did you decide to make one yourself this time? We don't often hear the expression, a theatrical worship experience. Maybe this is the first time ever. What does the term mean for moviegoers?
I think our goal when we started making this movie, we sort of had a dream in our head of, like, wouldn't it be amazing if we made a movie where people feel so comfortable that they want to sing along to the songs? And so that's really what we tried to craft the movie around, is creating an environment like that you would have if you went to a Hillsong church or if you went to a Hillsong concert. And we started screening the movie, and lo and behold, that's what happened. People started singing along to the songs. Then we'd see people putting their hands in the air. We've even had screenings where the entire theater was standing up with their hands in the air in worship, or like they were at a rock concert. And we realized we had something that was much more than a documentary, much more than a concert movie. It was a theatrical worship experience, and so that's what we started calling it. And now we really feel like we've actually created an entirely new genre of film. So we're pretty excited about it.
I first became acquainted with Hillsong music in the mid to late 90s. Since then, its outreach has expanded to a wide variety of churches around the world. Jonathan, why do you suppose it resonates with so many different kinds of people, particularly the younger generation?
I think the simplest answer is it's good. It's hard to argue with the quality of it. Even when I was pitching this to studios who are full of secular folk, they would hear the music or see them, and their reaction was like, oh, it's like Coldplay or U2. It's so good. That's really, I think, not up for debate.
Of course, the film is about Hillsong United, Hillsong Church's youth band. Think of it. a church youth band from Australia that plays to packed-out arenas in the United States and elsewhere. What's the secret of their success?
I think what you discover as you're seeing the film is why this is so God-breathed is that these men and women who are in this band, they really, really seek hearing from heaven with these lyrics that they add. I mean, they just labor over them for months and months and months. And their entire goal of creating these songs is not just to like, we made a good album, but it's really, these are songs that are intended to be sung and to touch people's hearts. So, they're not dummies. They what they do is they write these songs and then they play them live. They either play them in concerts or they play them at their church and they try them out. But one of the things that they feel very comfortable doing is if these songs are not resonating with the audience, if people aren't singing along, if they're not touching their hearts, they abandon the song. They just dump it. And it doesn't matter how great a song it is or how poppy it is or you know, how much they like it, that's not the point. And so they'll just stop playing those songs and move on to other songs. And I think that how it touches people's hearts is the key ingredient which makes Hillsong so unique. So let me give you a staggering statistic. On any given Sunday, 50 million people are singing a Hillsong song in church. Every single Sunday, 50 million people are singing one of their songs. So their impact and their reach of this music over three decades is just enormous. And I think that, you know, when you have a catalog of songs, Oceans and Mighty to Save and Hosanna and, you know, the list of songs just goes on that these guys have written. They've actually written, of the 10 biggest worship songs of all time, they've written 5 of them. And so they just have a large canon of songs that we've all known. And it's really, these guys have written the soundtrack to our faith.
Early reports indicate people are getting inspired. I know after I watched an early release for journalists, I was very impressed with what was happening on screen. But what about you, Jonathan, as one of the producers? How has the experience of putting the movie together affected you?
It's affected me in a lot of different ways, and particularly on a spiritual level. I've had this movie on my heart for a good long time. And what I think I've discovered out of this is that when God puts dreams on your heart, those are usually the hardest ones to fulfill. Because ultimately, why he's done that is he's seeking to transform you through the process. If you want to follow that dream that God has put on your heart and you want to be obedient to that, that comes with a cost, and you have to go after it. And so, it's not surprising that when you read through the Bible, you find things like beginning of the story of Joshua, of God saying to Joshua so many times, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. I'm giving you the promised land, be strong and courageous. Like, why would he say be strong and courageous, even though he's saying in the same sentence, I'm going to give you the promised land, I'm going to give you everything I promised Moses? It's because he had dozens and dozens of kings and empires that he still had to kick out of there that were a lot of scary experiences that were yet to come. And so even in the making of this movie, I really felt a calling to do this, but that doesn't mean that all the boulders are taken out of the road. So for me, going through that process has been really transformative just for me.
I know you must have a vision for what you want the audience to take away. What would that be?
Worship is such a critical component of what happens in churches, and yet we don't know anything about the people who are writing these songs for us that fill our heart. I can't imagine that we would sit there and listen to sermons from pastors and we don't know who the pastor is. But we sing and listen to songs all the time and we know nothing about the authors. And so I think, one, I'd love for people to take away an understanding of not just what Hillsong goes through. This is what all of your worship leaders go through. So your local pastor, your local worship leader, they're sitting on their couch midweek and trying to write songs as well. And, lots of them, including Hillsong, they write songs and they write them and they write them and they're terrible. And they just have to keep working and working and working and working at it to bring you into the presence of God with the songs that they write. So that's another element that I would love for people to take away. And then finally, I would just love for people to be in a theater and do something that they would not normally do. I mean, going to a movie is such a passive environment, right? You sit there with your feet up and your popcorn and your Red Vines or whatever it is, you know, with your arms crossed, kind of like, entertain me. But this movie actually seeks to do the exact opposite with you, which is to make an active environment. And it's so humbling for me to watch that experience happen for audiences, where they feel so moved by what they're hearing and seeing on screen that they actually, like, have to put down their popcorn and, like, put their hands in the air and sing along. It's very humbling, and I hope audiences really feel called to participate along with the other people who are in the theater with them.
I don't know if your former co-workers at Warner Brothers ever suspected you would be producing a movie like this one day. But it turns out it was all in God's plan. You and the others did a great job. Thanks for visiting with us today, Jonathan.
Steve, thanks for having me. I'm really excited for people to see the movie this next week.
Jonathan Bach is one of the producers behind Hillsong, Let Hope Rise. The film premieres Friday, September 16th at theaters nationwide. This is Steve Eastman for Wait Till You Hear This.